You know, I really don't have much patience sitting and listening to a sermon without being able to add my comments throughout. So it's funny that the whole position, moving from a hierarchy of a pastor behind a pulpit, feeding a passive group of people in the pews, to a position where all of us are commenting all the time about all sorts of our perspectives on it, regardless of our position. What kind of, whether we're a pastor or we're just a lay person, those kinds of things are all thrown out the window. And that's one thing that I just really love about the faith community that I am a part of online, is that it's very egalitarian. And so anybody who wants to comment on my blog can. I can comment on just about anybody's blog. They'll hear me out. And you're really judged on the your ability to interact socially with others, and also your simply your ability. What is sort of the value of your thoughts? I mean, are you saying things that are worth listening to? I'll just give two last examples, and then I'll shut up and let some other people. I'd like to hear what other people have to say. But two posts on my blog that I was thinking about recently. One was earlier this year we. Baptized our children in the Indian Ocean. So I simply took them into the water and dunked them under. We had a ceremony and the best we knew how to do it. And we didn't have our home church to rely on. We were completely isolated from our normal situation. I come from a church in the United States, Assemblies of God. And so we didn't have those resources, but our children really wanted to be baptized in water. So we did this in the Indian Ocean beautiful setting, and then I actually shared about that on my blog, and then people that I've developed relationships with over the last several years online were able to share in the joy that we had in that baptismal event, and so I think it was just a validation, I guess, for me. That online relationships can be valid, they can be edifying, real relationships, and they're not just simply something on the side that isn't as real as the in real life relationships. But I think I'll just stop there and let somebody else share, because I feel like I'm talking into the void here.
Thank you, Dave. Shall we hear Robert?
Yeah, I'm Robert Soule. I teach Christian ethics in the Department of Theology and Religion. I